Hello?
Yes?
Carl, how are you?
I'm getting along all right. I stayed out that hospital bed for so long. My legs got a little weak, but I'm getting them going good, pretty good now. I'm going home next Friday.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. You got sunshine, it'll be good for you.
Of course it will. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm going to hospital tomorrow.
Gonna let them whittle on you, huh?
Yeah.
Well?
Carl, I got this bill that I'm vetoing this Palo Verde Irrigation District in California. It's the Bureau of the Budget's written me a long memorandum, and the Department of Justice has written me a long one, and the Department of Interior, and then my own general counsel. And they say I have no other alternative that I've got to veto it, and I had a note on here that you won't talk to me before he did about it's Congressman Tunney's bill on...
I don't care about all those opinions. There isn't that darn bit of question that those people patented that land, that the river changed, that they can identify it on the Arizona side. It just looked like common sense to me. It was their land.
Well, the courts are litigating it now, and they say we don't litigate. We just take it out of the courts and give it to them.
I can't understand. It
says the court decisions will resolve the legal and factual disputes as to the ownership. But this bill that you would sign would terminate these proceedings and would result in just a gift, without any compensation, of 2,100 acres of valuable public land to private parties. They believe these federal lands are well worth millions of dollars. A central disputed fact in the court proceeding involves the nature of changes made in the Colorado River. And it's now being litigated in the courts, and they say, why don't we let it be litigated? Why do we want to try to jerk it out?
Two of the ways there's a change in the river. One is by emulsion, and the other is by erosion. This change was a bend in the river, and it just eroded around another way, and the land is there and identifiable, and they had a patent to it. I swear I can't see why it is their land.
Well, Justice and Interior are convinced the facts show very clearly that only a sudden change could have occurred, and that the records of the Irrigation District of the Channel bear this out. This bill, by conclusively presuming it's a 23-24 chain, was gradual rather than sudden, would in effect uphold the claims that the channel cut did not cause a sudden diversion. During consideration of the bill, Congress, Justice, Interior, Bureau all made it very clear their strong opposition. This is based on the fact the bill conclusively presumes that the private party's version of the facts is correct. The government does not believe it is correct. We believe the justice notes that the bill would subvert the judicial process by trying to hurriedly substitute a legislative hearing for a proper trial of the facts before a competent court with the opportunity for all to present all relevant evidence and the opportunity for all to participate in cross-examination. The Interior report says that the suits, if carried through to completion, would result in a complete, fair determination of the title question. And if the defendants are successful, the bill would be unnecessary.
In other words, it ought to be taken to court?
It's in court. And we're taking it out of the court and saying that to hell with the facts, we're just going to give it to you anyway. They say the court ought to determine the facts.
I see. Well?
So I had prepared to veto it, and I've got a veto message saying that in effect, and saying that the matter is.
I don't think they can determine the equities in the court. That's what's worrying me.
And I'm not going to be a mean veto message, but I'm just saying that.
You just feel you can't in good conscience sign it?
I can't with everybody here recommending it, and both, they finally wind up here, Interior and Justice, both argue that the issues here should be settled in the courts, and the bill grants preferential treatment to this particular group. The weaknesses of the claimant's equities should also receive attention, especially in view of the committee's rationale for recommending favorable action. So I'm going to veto it, but I wanted to talk to my old friend before I did, because they just say it gives a few corporations and a few folks out there, say 450 have already turned in and moved off.
I'm going to tell them I did my damnedest.
You just tell them you did your damnedest, and then for them to do the damnedest in the court.
This is the first time a president vetoed a bill of mine, but...
Well, this is Congressman Tunney's bill, they told me.
What's that?
This is Congressman Tunney's bill.
Well, I understand, but I had one just like it over here. You got to follow your conscience, of course, and I'm not asking you to do anything else, but still, I'm sorry you can't do it.
They say that if they got the case, that they can make it to court, but I'd look bad pulling it out of there now.
This is the first time I've had a president veto my bill.
Well, you know that
they're about 50 years.
Well, you know I don't want to veto it, but you don't want me to take it away from a court when I think that they ought to go on and decide what's right about it.
Well, I'll have to tell my folks then that that's just good conscience you couldn't do it.
That's right. Just tell them that I looked at it, and every agency I submitted it to came back independently. And the justice says this would put the president in the position of subverting the judicial process by substituting a legislative hearing for a trial of the facts before a court.
Well, you veto it, but I love you just the same.
I love you more than you know, my friend. God bless you, and good luck to you. Good luck.
Right.